All right, real estaters, we're back. Week 20. Week 20, school's fixing to be out. That means commercial real estate's off for a while.
Yeah.
Summer break, bro.
No work done, no deals.
Oh, straight man.
To voicemail.
Quick reminder, MATCAP annual meeting this Wednesday evening in Frisco. If you want to attend, reach out to Isabella.
Please.
And let's get into it. Get all up in this.
Deals.
Initial jobless claims come out this week. 219K is the forecast. Last week was 231. They thought that was about 15,000 more jobs than they thought.
Yeah.
So,
it's getting hot in here.
Core CPI comes out on Wednesday. The forecast is 0.3%. The previous was 0.4. The previous forecast was also 0.3, and it came in at 0.4. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. And core CPI, just for your knowledge, it excludes food and energy. So,
yeah, they're taking coffee out of it now. Did you see that?
Well, I guess it'd be food, right?
Yeah.
So let's see. The U.S. debt clock. Another $19 billion last week. We went into debt. And the federal debt to GDP ratio is sticking at 1.2. So Jeff and I were talking about this weekend. It's like, how is that sustainable?
It's not.
So anyways, we go into debt, $19 billion last week. We're sitting at a 1.2 ratio on debt to GDP. So we're spending 20% more than we make. And the stock market's up. The Dow was up 837 points last week to close out at 39,512, a 2.12% increase. This shit is so fabricated, man. Do you know anybody that's this is another thing Jeff and I talked about the other day. Do you know anybody that's ever made any real money in stocks?
What do you mean by that?
Like real, like other than like 8% annually.
I got buddies and people that we grew up with. Like hedge fund guys, but like that's all or nothing. Like they make a couple million a year and then they're like ass out the next. Like it's
so,
not.
So they're breaking even.
Sure.
To a degree, yeah. Right?
But that's kind of like broker. Yeah, I don't know. But,
okay, a hedge fund guy's different though, right? I mean, a hedge fund guy, that's all they do, right? Like that's
oh, you're talking about like part-time gangster type stuff?
I mean, just like anybody that buys stock, right? I mean, think about the system of it. They set up the American retail investor to invest into the stock market.
No.
Show me one that's like really fucking crushed it.
There's some dude who does a 20 minute trade every morning on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's the only guy who claims to just be doing well, not more than 8%.
So then you get into the delineation of it. That's trading. I'm talking about investing.
No, I don't know anybody that's like ripping down 15-18% heaters year over year.
No. The S&P was up 95 points to close out at 52.22, up 1.83%. The NASDAQ was up 184 points to close out at 16,340 or up 1.12%. West Texas Intermediate crude coming back up a little bit, up 28 cents to $78.26 a barrel. The 5-year treasury pretty much didn't move, closed out at 4.52, up one bip. The 10-year pretty much unmoved at 4.502. So
still breaking.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, we have a deal in the market for debt right now, and it is tough. Like it got easy for a while, and then this one is like,
this is the only deal we've had an issue getting debt.
Mm-hmm. It's tough out there.
I mean, like substantially worse than what our underwriting was at.
Mm-hmm. All right. Real estate stocks. Last week, REIT Specialty led the charge, up 3.45%. REIT Healthcare in second at 2.48%. And REIT Industrial at 2.45%. REIT Hotel and Motel was the loser at 1.09%. On the 1 month performance, though, you've got healthcare facilities up 9.52%, REIT diversified at 5.82%, and then real estate services at 5.38%. The loser on the month, REIT hotel and motel, and then the second loser is REIT industrial.
Rob Hayes, this guy I've met a couple times. He runs Ashford, and my buddy worked there on the accounting side. You see Ashford Hospitality.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they own a bunch of hotels across the country. It's just they've been getting their jimmy kicked in for years. I feel so bad for the guy. Like, he was an executive vice president, and then they put him in the captain's chair.
Yeah.
To kind of, like, fix all the problems, and it is just a
constant grind.
Yeah. I've only met him a couple times. We spent some time together, but that sucks. I mean, they just were in the CoStar News. They're giving the keys back on this more stuff. Terrible.
Oh, man. Let's see. All right. Term of the week. We actually got some good runway on this from Rich Young.
Yeah.
Via strip mall guy.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of these, and these are more terms for your commercial real estate bros, not your overall corporate bros. But
yeah.
Trophy asset.
What is a trophy asset?
It's overpriced. That's what it is.
But Seagoville's our trophy asset. I don't feel like it's overpriced.
Well, what did you quote someone on it the other day?
30 million, yeah, I think.
That's called overpriced.
Yeah, if you want to buy, send me a heater for 35 large and we'll talk.
Yeah, it is our trophy asset.
Yeah, we ain't selling it.
We ain't selling it. Nope. Okay. This was interesting. Did you see this deal in Fort Worth?
No. Which one? I've seen a million of them.
Oh, man. Hold on.
I saw Newsom at church this weekend this side of town.
Really?
I was a little surprised.
Wife live on this side of town?
I don't know.
I think he's from Dallas originally.
Oh, really?
So he still has a 214 number.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's pretty. That's pretty impressive working the 817 with the 214.
And he's highly successful.
Yeah, he is. Pinnacle Bank buys back Fort Worth office tower for $12 per square foot.
Hunter Harrison told me about this the other day when I saw him.
Ooh. Pinnacle Bank Texas bought back the 40-story Burnett Plaza, Fort Worth's tallest building, for a credit bid of $12.3 million at a recent foreclosure auction. Just $12.30 per square foot and less than 10% of its previous sale price.
Ugh.
This gets worse, in my opinion. Hold on a second.
What, you mean this deal?
This story.
The
previous owner and affiliate of New York-based Opal Holdings defaulted on a $13 million loan from Pinnacle, triggering foreclosure proceedings. The Opal affiliate bought the 1 million square foot Burnett Plaza at 801 Cherry Street for $137.5 million in 2021.
Hold up. That's a 90% reduction in 2.5 years?
Yes. But the fact that this dude was buying this in 2021.
Yeah, that's bad.
Again, any of those people that invest with these people, call us. Like, we'll make it work a lot better for you. Like,
what is that per foot? It was a million square feet.
137. So he paid 137 a foot.
Too much.
In 2021, like, didn't we know office was like, he didn't even get a discount in 2021.
Yeah, that's like buying food on the expiration list and not getting a discount.
Yeah.
It's like, milk expires tomorrow. You pay $5 a gallon. It's like, what? Nah, $3. Nah, bitch, pay.
Oh, man. Additionally, contractors have filed 10 mechanics liens totaling more than $1.6 million. They got wiped out.
Boop. Hold on. So if he defaulted on a $13 million note,
mm-hmm.
right? Clearly, everybody is just writing. The book value just fell immensely.
Mm-hmm.
So if he defaulted on a $13 million, is that first lien?
Yeah.
Somebody riddle me this. If the math doesn't work at $13 million, what are we doing buying it at like 12 and change?
Well, no one... Yeah, that is an interesting point. If they only had $13 million in debt service,
you couldn't service the debt.
You couldn't service the debt.
Okay, so you put 50% down, you're at $6 million. Maybe you service it now?
But like he paid $137 million is what it says. So he put that much down on it?
Something's not right.
Something's weird there. Either way, what he paid for and what he sold it for is really the story. And
yeah,
at the end, let's see, they have tenants include General Motors Financial, Kimberly Horn.
We don't need to hear anymore.
Huckabee.
These people pay their rent on time. What's wrong with them?
Opal allegedly defaulted on a $40 million loan tied to the 450,000 square foot property. Let's see. North Texas, the pivotal was taken. Let's see. The Centerpoint office complex in Six Flags Drive. Man, no one even showed up to pay $12 a foot for that. I guess they probably think they can go to the bank, probably get it cheaper now. Probably call the bank up and be like, I'll pay you $8 a foot.
All right. I know you always say you never would, but do you think you,
no.
as an you, mm-hmm. us here, could make it work at $8 a foot to an office building?
I don't want
to
do it.
I know. I can't. You don't even want to entertain that thought?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think we can make it work.
I'm sure you could.
He's so not interested in even
I just,
thinking about it.
Ugh. Sounds like a kid.
But then we see a building in industrial building at $26 at $30 a foot. You're like, oh, I can make that work. It doesn't matter how jacked up it is.
Oh, there's always tenants for those things.
It's true. Yeah.
And back to our boy, Nate Paul.
Oh, no.
Nate Paul is Travis County's most delinquent taxpayer again.
For sure. He also doesn't respond to LOIs.
No, he did respond.
Yeah,
remember,
but, yeah, but
stupid.
Stupid.
We tried to help him with his tax bill. He didn't want to do it. Travis County declared Paul as the most delinquent taxpayer in the county for the third consecutive year.
Is he on the run or is he just holed up somewhere?
I don't know. He owes over $3 million in taxes on 8 properties.
Bro, if you hear us, call us. We'll help you out on the industrial stuff.
His delinquencies account for more than half of the $5.6 million in debt among the top 10 delinquent taxpayers in 2023. Man.
Jeez, mister. Was he just running a Ponzi scheme?
Listen, this is from the tax assessor. I've sent letters and made phone calls hoping to collect the payment in full or work out a payment plan for those struggling to pay, and the property owners on this list are avoiding me. No shit.
What do you think is going to happen there, guy? Like, they're not paying for a reason. Hello, mister. Can you pay your bill? He's going to just hang up this.
That's funny.
You got to get mean. You got to get aggressive. You just got to take the property back. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not just take it. He ain't going to pay it.
No.
Why are you jacking around with it?
Maybe we should reoffer on that building.
Yeah.
And send this article with it.
Please help yourself. Help me help you.
Help me help you. Okay. That's kind of all I got this week. You got anything? Anything interesting?
No, I'm just kind of sick with this GDP thing.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's like, so I had a family member, a distant family member. He was an older guy and he was in his 90s. And all he ate was Entenmann's and drank coffee and smoked cigarettes all day. It's like that was
Entenmann's.
The donuts.
Oh.
And
are those powder donuts?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the powder donuts. And so like my uncle took him to the doctor's one time. And I'm getting that. And he was like, should we change his diet? And the doctor was like, no, don't touch anything. Because if you jack with it, you're going to kill him. If you make him drink water or an apple, you're going to crash the plane. And the dude lived. Like, I think he died in 96 or 97. But like, I feel like that is kind of where we're at as a country and as a economic machine.
Like we're if we tried to go on a diet.
If we try to go on a diet, we are going to ruin ourselves.
We would just kill ourselves.
We would just accidentally. It's like, hey, let's like go on a budget. Instead of spending $120 for every dollar we make, let's just curb it back. So at least we're even. And I feel like we would crash and burn.
You're probably right.
We kill it.
Let's see.
And it just kind of, you know, last week I went to that Strive symposium with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of old heads in the room
mm-hmm.
from like the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And these people got battle scars. Like bad.
Yeah.
You know, you got Randy Heady in there, the Wolverine guy. You've got Catherine Hepner, Walter Floyd. He was probably the youngest out of the old head group. But you can just see the concern. Yeah. They're like, this is like PTSD was oozing. So I don't know. I mean, they're all alarmist, it felt like, but...
You know what's crazy? Everybody talks about how much the money we've given to Ukraine.
Yeah.
As of April 2024, the United States has provided approximately $44.3 billion in military aid to Ukraine since the invasion began in February of 22.
That's crazy.
That's 2 weeks of debt. They're like, it's just 2 weeks of debt. Who cares?
Yeah, it's probably a thought process on it. So... Yeah, I don't know. If you get on any form of diet, we take the powdered donuts away.
Yeah.
What happens? I don't know. Like a lot of people are going to be really hurt. That's the sucky thing. But it's not politically it's not politically sexy to do that, right? It's political suicide just to even publicly recommend it. So, which is really selfish, but I'll stop pontificating. So, but the one observation some of these people said was because of where the market's at, a lot of the older investors, owners did not feel like it was risk adjusted to own and operate real estate currently if you didn't have a very attractive basis in the property, which I agree with.
Well, that's what we keep running into.
Yeah.
We review deals and brokers look at us like we're cross-eyed and we're like, the math doesn't math. They're like,
yeah,
but what?
It's very hard to exit non-institutional quality assets sub 6.5, 7.
I'd say sub seven
when debt on any value add asset, at least here that we look at, we don't get priced below 7.65 on a loan. And it's getting closer to 8.
Yeah, where's the business plan sub debt?
And the thing is, when we sell, if we do sell, it's usually juiced up.
Yeah, we're not selling you the business plan to go work. We're selling you the business plan that has been executed.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Hmm.
Hold.
I don't know. I should be making a lot of offers and just see where the blood is shedding.
That's kind of where we're at.
The blood is letting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that's all I got.
Well, if you got a deal, bring it to us. We'll try to buy it.
If you're in Houston and you're doing some off-market stuff, send it to me.
Yeah.
I'm only seeing marketed stuff.
We have CoStar.
Yeah. Don't all-star me.
CoStar, all-star.
I can do it myself. Teach me something.
Yeah.
No, seriously. We really
bring value.
Yeah, bring some value. Show me where I'm missing. Because, I mean, we're really open to hearing the feedback. I'm not seeing it right now, but I think it's just a weird time in the market as well. So
it is. All right. Good luck out there this week. See ya.
Stay hard.